Module 2. Development of 4R Skills. Part 2. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter with a single line through the center. 1. Laura, it seems that you are up to your neck in work. How come you've been so busy?
Miss Smith has asked for a sick leave, and I have to take over her work for a couple of days.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
2. Washing dishes at the cafeteria every day is really boring.
Why don't you quit and deliver flowers with me?
Question. What does the man advise the woman to do? 3. Rod, you said you'd take this package to the post office yesterday.
Oh no, it must have slipped my mind.
Question. What do we learn about the man from the conversation?
4. How many more chairs should I bring in for the forum? 6 or 7?
Bringing all you can find. I'm expecting at least 20 participants.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? 5. Please excuse me for not attending the meeting yesterday. I'm afraid I forgot to check the schedule.
That's all right. We have to rearrange the meeting at weekend, and everything went wrong.
Question. What does it mean from the conversation? 6. I got some bad news today. The office we are in is laying off staff.
Are they going to let you go?
Question. What does the woman want to know?
7. We don't seem to have a reservation for you, sir. I'm sorry.
But my secretary said that she had reserved a room for me here. I phoned her from the airport this morning, just before I got on board the plane.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
8. You've had your hands full and have been overworked during the last 2 weeks. I think you really need to go out and get some fresh air and sunshine.
You're right. That's just what I'm thinking about.
Question. What's the woman most probably going to do?
Conversation 1.
Come on, Julie. How are we going to convince everybody that I'm the best candidate?
It won't be easy.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, just kidding. Actually, I think once we show everyone how well you did as junior class treasurer, you're sure to be elected president.
Well, what's your strategy?
One thing I was thinking of is to hang campaign posters in all the hallways.
But everyone puts up posters. We need to do something different.
Let me finish. The campus radio station is willing to let you have 5 minutes tomorrow morning at 7 to outline your plans for the year. Lots of students will hear you then.
Great idea.
I've also arranged for you to give a speech during dinner time tomorrow. Over 100 students will be there. And you can answer questions after you finish speaking.
That means I'd better come up with a speech pretty quickly. How about if I write it tonight and show it to you after chemistry class tomorrow?
Fine, I'll see you after class.
You are really good at this. I'm so glad you agreed to help me out.
Questions 9 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
9. What election are the speakers discussing?
10. Which of the following is not the election strategy proposed by the woman?
11. What will the speakers do after chemistry class?
Conversation 2.
You're going to wear out the computer's keyboard.
Oh, hi.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
About 10 or 10:30?
It's nearly midnight.
Really? I didn't know it was so late.
Don't you have an early class to teach tomorrow morning?
Yes, at 7 o'clock, my computer class. The students could go to work right after their lesson.
Then you ought to go to bed. What are you writing anyway?
An article I hope I can sell.
Oh, another of your newspaper pieces. What's this one about?
Do you remember that trip I took last month?
The one up to the Amazon?
Well, that's what I'm writing about, the new highway and the changes it's making in the Amazon Valley.
It should be interesting.
It is. I guess that's why I forgot all about the time.
How many articles have you sold now?
About a dozen so far.
What kinds of newspaper buy them?
The papers that carry a lot of foreign news. They usually appear in the big Sunday editions where they need a lot of background stories to help fill up the space between the ads.
Is there any future in it?
I hope so. There's a chance I may sell this article to a news service.
Then your story will be published in several papers, won't it?
That's the idea. And they might even be able to do other stories on a regular basis.
That would be great.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
12. What is the woman's occupation?
13. What is the woman writing about?
14. Where did the woman's articles usually appear?
15. What does the woman expect?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passages and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Patricia Pania never wanted to be a national public figure. All she wanted to be was a mother and a homemaker. But her life was turned upside down when a motorist, distracted by his cell phone, ran a stop sign and crashed into the side of her car. The impact killed her 2-year-old daughter. 4 months later, Pania reluctantly but courageously decided to try to educate the public and to fight for laws to ban drivers from using cell phones while driving. She wanted to save other children from what happened to her daughter. In her first speech, Pania got off to a shaky start. She was visibly trembling, and her voice was soft and uncertain. But as she got into her speech, a dramatic transformation took place. She stopped shaking and spoke with a strong voice. For the rest of her talk, she was a forceful and compelling speaker. She wanted everyone in the audience to know what she knew without having to learn it from a personal tragedy. Many in the audience were moved to tears and to action. In subsequent presentations, Pania gained reputation as a highly effective speaker. Her appearance on a talk show was broadcast 3 times, transmitting her message to over 14 million people. Her campaign increased public awareness of the problem and prompted over 300 cities and several states to consider restrictions on cell phone use.
Questions 16 to 19 are based on the passage you have just heard.
16. What was the significant change in Patricia Pania's life?
17. What had led to Pania's personal tragedy?
18. How did Pania feel when she began her first speech?
19. What could be expected as a result of Pania's efforts? Passage 2. Results of a recent Harry's poll on free time showed that the average work week for many Americans is 50 hours. With the time spent eating, sleeping, and taking care of the household duties, there's little time left for leisure activities for many Americans. However, having free time to relax and pursue hobbies is important. People need time away from the pressures of study or work to relax and enjoy time with friends and family. In different countries, free time is spent in different ways. The results of a Harry's poll showed that reading was the most popular spare time activity in the US. This was followed by watching TV. In a UK survey on leisure time activities, watching TV and videos was the most popular. Listening to the radio came second. In a similar survey conducted in Japan, the most popular free time activity was eating out. The second most popular activity was driving. There were also differences in the most popular outdoor pursuits between the three countries. The most popular outdoor activity for Americans was gardening. In the UK, it was going to the pub. In Japan, going to bars ranked 8th in popularity and gardening ranked 9th. Although people around the world may enjoy doing similar things in their free time, there's evidence to suggest that these interests are changing. In the US, for example, the popularity of computer activities is increasing. Many more people in the States are spending their free time surfing the web, emailing friends, or playing games online.
Questions 20 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard.
20. What is the recent Harry's poll about?
21. What was the most popular leisure activity in the US?
22. What was the most popular outdoor pursuit in the UK?
Passage 3. Good afternoon. This is Diane Martinet with the midday news on KALF. Fires in California continue to burn out of control, and several small towns in the forests near San Francisco are still in danger. One of the greatest dangers to the 500 firefighters, however, comes not from the fires, but from poison plants in the forest. Many firefighters have got skin problems after touching the plants, and at least 3 have had to go to the hospital for treatment for their skin problems. NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Agency, today announced in Florida that the next space shuttle mission has been cancelled. The mission was scheduled for an 11:30 a.m. takeoff on Tuesday. However, the flight has been cancelled because of problems with the spaceship's central computer system. NASA technicians noticed the computer problems during last-minute checks. 7 teenager computer specialists have been arrested by police in New Jersey. After taking an advanced computer course at school, the 7 boys, all from Princeton, New Jersey, illegally obtained top-secret information from government computers in Washington. They also started to use their home computers to access telephone networks. In New York, the value of the dollar stayed the same today. But in Tokyo, the dollar fell dramatically. At the end of the day, it was worth 83 yen compared to 88 yen yesterday.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard.
23. Why do many of the firefighters get skin problems?
24. What do we learn from the news about the space shuttle mission?
25. What do we learn about the 7 boys in New Jersey? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
More than 3 dozen billionaires, including well-known philanthropist David Rockefeller, have promised at least half of their fortunes to charity, joining a program that Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett started in June to encourage other wealthy people to give. The pledge is currently worth about $150 billion, but the program predicts it will eventually be worth $600 billion. During even the Depression's worst years, my parents gave money, about 8% of their annual income of $2,200, says Laurie Loki, one of the donors, on the website of the program. The giving pledge. I remember saying to my mother that we can't afford that, but she said we have to share with others. The pledge has been a matter of some debate in philanthropic and non-profit circles, with some experts dismissing it as mere publicity and others predicting that it would produce a flood of new money to support non-profit groups. Buffett said the real value of the pledge was found in the example it set and in the sentiments expressed in the letters posted on the website. Buffett and Gates will hold several dinners later this year to recruit more billionaires, and members of the Giving Pledge will meet annually to discuss their philanthropy. The pair are due to meet some wealthiest people in China next month and India in March. "We hope this catches fire in some other countries," Buffett said. "If they want to take what we think is a good idea and run with it, we will be cheering."